In addition to good news in the courts, we're starting to see positive movement in the California State Assembly to amend the three strikes law. This year, Assemblywoman Jackie Goldberg introduced AB 1790, which would put an initiative on the ballot asking voters to change the three strikes law so that it does not apply to nonviolent offenders. The bill passed the Public Safety Committee in March, but has languished in the Assembly. Assemblywoman Goldberg spoke at the FACTS rally about the bill and why she continues to work to amend California's three strikes law.
Wonderful sunny afternoon with you. I know you all could be other places, that you have other responsibilities, but I want to thank you for keeping the faith. We have AB 1790 this week in Assembly Public Safety Committee. The effect of this bill, should we be successful, not should be, when we are successful in getting it to the governor's desk, the effect of this bill will be to put on the November 2004 ballot. That's to give us enough time to organize around it so that when it's on the ballot, we win it. That all strikes must be serious or violent strikes, all three. And that secondly, it will put on the ballot that those who were convicted under the prior third strikes law that have a petty crime for the third strike would be entitled to petition the court of origin for a rehearing and resentencing based on the new law. Nothing guaranteed there, just a petition, but it gives you a chance to get back in court and make your case. So this would be going on the November 2004 ballot. I'm working very hard to get the four votes necessary to get it out of Assembly Public Safety. Managed to get myself appointed by Speaker Wesson to Public Safety this year, so they know they have at least one vote on the issue. And we have the chair, which is Mr. Washington, who's been steadfast. Carl Washington's been steadfast on this issue from the day he came to the legislature. He's the chair. I believe we will find out of the other three Democrats at least two more, maybe all three of them. We may get a unanimous Democratic vote. We'll get this out of committee. That's step one. But we need your help to let your legislators know from wherever you live that this is an important piece of legislation, and that the main thing we're saying is that the courts have already started to unwind this. Rather than make every individual go one at a time back through the appellate process at great expense to the families of those individuals and to the state of California, that we're saying we want an orderly process to deal with this, and we want the time to fit the crime. So that's what we're doing in Sacramento. You've been very helpful. Your organization's been very helpful. We've got a lot of wonderful attorneys helping us, not the least of which is Erwin Chemerinsky, who has been guiding this legislation from the beginning. We have three good court cases in Andrade and Brown and Bray. So I got a good feeling about this year, and we're going to go for broke on it. And if we're going to do everything right that we need to do, and people listen to reason, my new argument to everybody is, look, folks, if you think three strikes is not going to change, it's going to stay the same, you've missed the point of the last three cases. So change is coming. Why not put it on the ballot the way most people thought it was in the first place? Let them have a chance to say what their true will was, and let the people decide. I have always had faith in the American people, but particularly in Californians, to be able to tell fair from unfair. And it is not fair to spend the rest of your life in jail for bad check writing, as a constituent of mine is currently doing, or any of the others that you know, or families that you know. It is illegal to do the things that some of them have done, but they should be punished to fit the crime. And that's all. We cannot afford to continue to lose an entire generation of mostly young men from black and brown and Asian Pacific Island and immigrant communities. We cannot afford to lose another generation of those young men. They need to be fathers, they need to be husbands, they need to be lovers, they need to be workers, they need to be in our communities. And if they have a drug problem or an alcohol problem, we need to spend the money it takes to get them treatment so that they can keep their place in their families and in our communities. Because God knows none of them was born with a drug or alcohol problem. That came from the harsh lives of the things that people have been facing, and we can make a difference. It's not like we have to try to figure out now what will help. We know what will help. We just need to say we are about making sure that the resources are at the front end and not at the back end where it's impossible to rehabilitate someone in prison. It costs more to send someone to prison than it does to send them to Harvard. I think Harvard would do them a lot more good. And so we need to be talking about putting money in at the front end, and then we will all be able to feel like we have a safe and secure society. Because you know, that's what people use to make weird laws like this. Fear of not being safe. And if anybody says we're safe right now, they're nuts. We're not safe right now. We're less safe now under three strikes than we were before because a third striker has nothing to lose. You ask the cops on the beat, I was on the city council, they'll tell you it is a lot more dangerous with three strikes laws than it is without them. Because they know that every little thing that could be someone's third strike, we are putting those folks in danger. We are putting our communities in danger. We cannot do this any longer. The madness must stop. And AB 1790 is a little contribution to try to embrace the work that you've been doing all along, for which I am eternally grateful to join you and be a part. Thank you very much.
Hello. How's everybody doing today? Yes. First, I want to thank the Creator and the ancestors for bringing everybody together today, to come together as a human race against this evil, wicked regime that we live under. We're right under it right now, actually. But first of all, also, I want to pay respect to all women. Yesterday was International Women's Day, which actually should be every day. Yes. I just want to be brief. Last night I was able to be part of a large meeting between about 200 youth from East LA who came to a thing called Dream Revolution. And I'm beginning to see that change is happening. And things like this are organically happening because we're moving into an age of consciousness where human beings all over the world, I am seeing, are starting to come out. And not live in the matrix as we're seeing happening all over America right now. So, I don't know. It's always hard for me to just come off the top of my head. But I just want to thank everybody. Please continue to support facts. Because this regime, this Bush regime, put in place what is called by Toni Morrison a Nazi state. That's what we're moving into now. A Nazi state. 184, 187, 209. All these propositions are setting up a Nazi and military state in the United States. And if you don't believe me, go drive on the freeway and start counting all the cameras you see. You know, go into some of these high schools in the inner cities and start checking how many books they got, or how many high school students can read the diploma. It's 50% of the high school students in East LA and South Central can't even read their own diploma and they graduate. They're setting it up. And what do they want? They want us to fill up them prisons. You know, the same regime that brought in cocaine and heroin to this country is the same regime that locks us up for the same drugs that they brought in. So it's like, you know, truth needs to come out. And I just want to thank everybody for coming together, and please, let's use the African proverb as each one teach one and each one reach one. And let's continue to struggle for justice and peace in this world. One love. Thank you.
My name is Bo Taylor, Community One. I wanted to say that, that today was a beautiful day. I enjoyed being a part of this whole movement. I don't look at it as anything less. I want to thank all of the people who organized this, from FACTS, who kept staying focused over the years, been over on the point that we enjoy being a part of this. And there should be, somebody mentioned earlier, there should be a whole lot more people. But a lot of people are called, but only a few are chosen. And so I would ask that everybody here today remember that you are a part of a real movement, something that is going on in this country. And I think Fidel talked about it earlier, about the consciousness now of the people in this country. It shouldn't have took 9/11 for us to realize that we really are each other's keepers. And I just want y'all to understand that in the next few months, we should do something like this again. It should be bigger. If we all talk to 10 people and invite 10 people and those 10 invite people, we should have at least 200,000 or 300,000 people in the city who is tired of this law, and we can overturn this law if we truly stick together. What will happen is that everybody who is a part of this thing that has developed over the few years, all of us now have become family. Every last one of us. There is no black, white, brown. That stuff is over with. All of us are human beings who have the same cause, who have the same fight, who understand the same problems that we all been facing. A lot of our friends are in jail right now. Some of them who've been in jail for driving a car without the owner's permission. You know, given 27 years to life, using a credit card, but because they have been a criminal for so many years, they use a credit card for one time and they give them 56 years to life. We know guys who are incarcerated right now with 119 years. All of these laws need to be changed, and the only way that those laws are going to be changed, the only way that the guys that are locked up are going to have a chance and their children be connected, reconnected with their family members, is if we stand together out here today and keep pushing this thing for real. So I want to thank everybody that came out here today. We will be in support of this. We love all of our community friends and partners and allies, and this shouldn't be the end of it. Let's push a little bit further, and may God bless each and every one of us.
Hi, my name is Alex Sanchez from Homies Unidos, and it's sad to say, you know, that it took a tragedy like Wyoming 7, you know, and the governor that was, you know, Wilson, to wake us all up, you know. If it would have been for him, we wouldn't have started getting organized as we've done it so far, you know. And it doesn't have to take, you know, somebody to target us the way he did to wake us up. You know, we have another governor, and he's all into prisons. Prisons for profit. You know? And what's going to happen to all of our brothers, all of our sisters, all of our youngsters that are growing up now? You know, they don't have any choice anymore because they're being targeted out in the streets. These ghettos, these neighborhoods, you know, should have their own recreational centers, you know, and have organizations like Unity One and Homies Unidos and others that are out there doing the struggling every day to educate our youngsters on these laws that are going by, you know, that are getting passed because of ignorance. You know, they're being manipulated. They get manipulated every time they go on the ballot. You know, they make it look good. They make it look like they're going to stop the crime, but they don't.
Right.
You know, they don't. You know, it makes a brother and a sister, you know, look at life at one point when they made a mistake and say that it's going to be over. Might as well go out with a bang. It makes the street dangerous. And we saw that coming. A lot of us saw that coming, you know. And we need to speak out. We need to stand up and we need to unite like we've done tonight, today, you know, but in a bigger crowd, in other areas. Where people, where they can see us and see our little brothers, our little children over here, you know, they're looking, they're learning, they see us. We're fighting for justice over here. We're fighting for just the right to live and be free and not be somebody else's prophet, you know. So with that, I'll leave you all, you know, just to stand up and speak out, you know. I heard that there's going to be an open mic, you know. Well, I hope you guys can come up and just speak out your heart out, man, because they hear us. They're taking pictures right now that we speak. You know what? But we don't care. We don't care because we're tired of this shit. We're tired. All right, peace.
Here's my first poem. Here I am in this cell, waiting for my destiny, which is heaven or hell. Where I'll dwell, only time will tell. Only time will tell. I'm in this cell, going insane, wondering would I see my loved ones again. For only God knows when the world will end. Cause when you fall asleep tonight, you'll probably never wake up again. Heaven or hell, I'm ready to go. I'm sick of being locked up. to my destiny, I'm ready to go. For my life is wasting being in jail. Man, I wish they'd give me a bail. I'm being disobedient to the authorities because I'm sick and tired of all this cruelty. My life, man, it's wasted. For freedom, I'll never stop anticipating. Waiting for the day that I emancipate. But every time I go to board, they procrastinate. They procrastinate. That's my life wasted.
If you want to get more of the facts about California's Three Strikes Law, log on to www.facts1.com. That's F-A-C-T-S and the number 1.com. Or call Facts at 213-746-4844. They're planning lots of activities throughout the month of October, including a car caravan on October 5th, a rally on October 19th, and an interdenominational prayer vigil on October 26th. This show has been a production of Radio INCLA, a joint project of the Los Angeles Independent Media Center and KIL Radio. LA Indie Media can be found online at www.la.indiemedia.org, and KIL Radio is at www.kilradio.org. Radio INCLA webcasts every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time on kilradio.org. If you have an idea for a future show, please contact us at radioimcla@doityourself.com. If you enjoyed today's show, be sure and tell a friend and listen in again next time to Radio INCLA.